Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Tight end Ryan Griffin, who's kind enough to give us a time after the victory. Ryan, first of all, congratulations on breaking into the win column. Got to be exciting.
Yeah, definitely. It's always hardest to get that first win. You know, we thought we had it, you know, week one. Past couple weeks have been tough, you know, but starting the second quarter off of the season with the win was definitely important to us, you know, time to stack these wins.
Okay, so tell us, how come the tight end today?
I think it was just the scheme that the Cowboys were playing. You know, they play a lot of zone, trying to get over the top with, you know, my teammates running their routes deep, you know, and they were able to open up some spots for me underneath, and Sam did a great job putting the ball on me. And, you know, I think we had a balanced attack today, which important.
So take us to the catch for the touchdown, which was a little behind you, bobbled, guy all over you. And really, I mean, you really showed what a receiver has to do, which is keep his eye on a ball.
Yeah.
You caught the ball, had the moxie to reach over for the goal. And tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're that close, you know, especially as a tight end, we don't get many balls, you know. So when you're that close down in the red zone, you got to make those count. And, you know, Sam did a great job again, put that ball on my shoulder away from the defender. You know, I kind of got on me quick, and I had to double catch it kind of, but, was able to reach the ball out and over the goal line. So, really just proud of my teammates there, you know, getting the time to get Sam, give me the ball.
How refreshing was it though to sit there and see just a glimpse of what this offense is capable of doing now that you guys are getting closer to being completely whole?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting healthy, you know, and before the season, a lot of talk about all the pieces we have, and I think some of those pieces, you know, really shown tonight, and that was a great team win overall. I think defense did a great job holding those guys. It was the last 2 minutes, a little hectic down there, but what a team win, and, you know, offensively, we're putting it together, and this is a great building block, and we can, you know, keep it rolling.
So tell the fans a little about how you have to get used to a running back like Le'Veon Bell in your blocking schemes and what you have to do to hold them or just take the guy one way, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, Le'Veon, you know, a lot has been said about his running style. You know, his patience is, you know, unmatched. And it really makes it easy, you know, on the offensive line and tight ends. You just got to, you know, keep blocking. It's really, it's one of those things where the backers might be peeking one gap to another, not knowing where, you know, Le is going to take it. So you got to stay on your landmark and, you know, keep pressing. That's something we work in practice. And, you know, the more we get the feel for it in the game, I think, you know, this running game is going to take off.
Talking with Jets tight end Ryan Griffin after today's 24-22 win over the Dallas Cowboys. You mentioned, you know, the tight end doesn't see a lot of targets here in this offense. You know, what do you do in terms of preparation? The fact that, you know, pretty much the first 4 weeks of the season you've been used in a blocking role, now to have somewhat of an impact on the offense when it comes to moving the chains, scoring touchdowns. How do you stay ready from a preparation standpoint?
Yeah, I just, you know, every week I prepare the same. You know, I'm just going out there trying to do the best of my ability. You know, I know the team's going to need me to do multiple things, you know, even special teams. So, you know, I'm just trying to fulfill my role, whatever Adam needs me to do. You know, that's why I'm here. You know, that's why they signed me. So I'm just happy to, you know, contribute in the passing game as long as the run game.
You can tell the fans this because a lot of them don't understand this, how tough it is to block these defensive ends in the NFL.
Yeah, these guys get paid a whole lot of money, you know. So when I'm up there, you know, with DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, I get a lot of help from my tackles as well. But, you know, sometimes you got to man up, you know, and whether it's cutting them off in the run game or, you know, being the point of attack or dropping back, you know, when Sam takes a five-step drop. These guys are animals on the outside. You know, there's no secret.
Good word.
You know, yeah. I mean, these guys are beasts. And I just try to hold my own and, you know, get the job done.
It's not just this win, but now the fact that here you are, second quarter of the season. Do you guys as a team look at this as almost like a fresh start or even a restart to your season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with 14 back here, you know, at the helm and, you know, just getting this first win, you know, I really feel like it's the toughest one. But we all know, you know, Monday night's a big one. You know, and if we wanted to take the next step, you know, this is the one to do it. You know, at home on Monday night, you know, it's going to be an important key game. you know, early in the season.
Well, how about the fact, too, that you just played them a couple of weeks ago? Now, granted, you didn't have Sam. You were missing a lot of other players in the lineup. Is that a positive in any way for you guys that you just saw this club a couple of weeks ago? Now you come at them with different personnel in some key areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the schedule matches up for us, you know, very well because, you know, it's not like the Bills where you play in week one and then come back week 17. And, you know, it's a different team. New England's going to do what they do. We've already game planned for them once. Now we're getting healthier. You know, stacked his win, and, you know, who knows what can happen Monday night.
Well, as far as Jets fans are concerned, the pressure's on you now because three targets, three catches. You can't have five targets, three catches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I got to keep it 100. So,
right.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Keep it 100.
Yeah. No, that's we pride ourselves on that. You know, when Sam throws you the ball, you catch it. You know, and that's building the trust with him. And, you know, hopefully he feels that and, you know, keeps feeding us as a tight end.
What was Adam Gase's message to the team in the locker room afterwards?
We got a big one next week. You know, I think we're focused. This one feels good and that's great. You know, enjoy it tonight. But, you know, we're coming back in on Monday, you know, and getting to work on the Patriots.
Well, Ryan, definitely enjoy it. And we thank you again for coming by as always.
Thanks.
And congratulations on the big win.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's Ryan Griffin. Hand for him.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.